Take a few moments to get comfortable and settle to the sound of the bowl. So as we take a few deep breaths, with our eyes gently closed, or if you prefer to have your eyes open, using the breath to allow you to be relaxed and alert. And as you take a few deep breaths, letting the breath help to bring you fully present. Your hands can rest in your lap or on your thighs. Your body and posture alert and aware. And now we scan the body for any tension, tightness, or stiffness. And if you notice any of these, bring your breath to that part of the body and breathe through it. And if you're able to, let it go. Now sense if there's any situation that may be asking for your attention. A situation that may be difficult, that might be evoking a reaction of shame or anger or fear, grief or sorrow. Could be an irritation or hurt or insecurity. Maybe even a power struggle with someone, or possibly something that's happened today or this week or in the past. Let whatever situation that's here come into the foreground of your awareness and get a sense of what's really challenging about it. maybe take a few moments to get in touch with the part of this situation that's causing you difficulty. Take some moments to get in touch with the feelings that surround this situation. Maybe fear or anger. Whatever it is, let them sit there. You might get a sense of what provokes the strongest feeling, or what really feels wrong, what you're afraid of. You might sense what you're believing. Something bad might happen. Or what this means about you. Or your future. So that as you sense into the situation, really sense the feelings in your body that come up. And be aware of sensations in the stomach, the chest, the throat, your neck or shoulders. Or maybe your hands being clenched. And what happens when you resist this experience? When you try to avoid feeling what's difficult? In order to see what happens when you resist this, you might experiment with saying no to what you're experiencing right here in this moment. Sensing the pain of this situation. Sensing what you don't like. Mentally direct a stream of the word no to the feelings. No to the unpleasantness of fear or anger or shame. Or grief. Let the word carry the energy of no, rejecting, pushing away what you're experiencing right now. No communicates that this is bad. This is wrong. I don't want this. I don't like this. What's it like to communicate no to an experience in your life? And what does this resistance feel like in your body? Do you feel tightness, pressure? What happens to the painful feelings? The anger or the fear or the grief when you say no? What happens to your heart? You might imagine what it would be like in the days and weeks to come if, whenever the situation arises, you said no. You move through the world with the thoughts and feelings of no. What's your sense of yourself? Do you like yourself when you're saying no? And just take a few moments to breathe. Perhaps shift your posture a bit. And just get comfortable. Now, as you settle, see if you can recall to mind the same painful situation. Maybe even allowing yourself to go into the most difficult part of it. Sensing what you're afraid of. What feels wrong. This time, let yourself awaken and sense what happens when you say Yes. To exactly what's arising inside you. Direct a stream of the word yes at your experience. Let the feelings float and be held in an environment of yes. Or if not the word yes, let the essence of yes, the softness, the allowing, be felt. And allowing the feeling of it's okay. It's okay. Or this too can be included in my heart. Whatever's arising, explore what happens if you meet it with the gentleness and the openness of yes. Even if there's waves of resistance in your body, even if there's a sense of no, explore what happens when you include that with yes. Include that in a larger field of yes. Perhaps you're feeling uncomfortable in this moment. Yes to that. Or maybe you're feeling restless right now. Yes to that too. What's it like to say yes? Is there softening and opening in your body? Is there a space and openness in your mind? What happens to the unpleasantness as you say yes? Does it get more intense? Does it disperse? What happens to your heart as you say yes? Imagine in the days and weeks to come, whenever this situation arises, if you could pause and feel what's happening in the moment and directly meet the experience with yes. And right here in this present moment, as you agree or allow whatever is here, say yes to this moment. And what is your experience of who you are right now? And as you continue in silence, see if you can release your thoughts. And allow a resting in an awake and alert, open awareness. And as you do this, let your intention be to say yes to whatever experience arises. And as we now bring our awareness back into our bodies, and we breathe a few deep breaths, bring our awareness where we're sitting. or back against the seat. The weight of our body in the seat or on the floor. Our feet on the floor. And then very gently bring your awareness back into the room and the space immediately around you. And of everything else within that space.